We're back here on WWGH Radio on this Getaway Friday, Friday, July the 3rd, 2020, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. And here for about 20 minutes, we're going to do something very special. Because we have a lot of great guests on this program, there is no doubt about it, but somebody who had been with me since the very beginning, a native Ohioan, passed away yesterday at the age of 99. Can't be sad about 99. He lived a good, long, healthy life, and I know that because this gentleman was on this program up until 2017. He was still making regular appearances until his wife passed away, Ruth, who had been with him. Boy, they had a great long marriage. I think married when Hugh Downs was 23. Hugh Downs, of course, is who we speak of here, and we're going to remember him for about 20 minutes here with, of course, a great friend of his from ABC, Sam Donaldson. I think at one point, Hugh Downs had 2020 with Barbara Walters, and Sam Donaldson had Primetime Live with Diane Sawyer. And behind 60 Minutes, they were the two most watched news programs on television and would kind of go back and forth each week on which was most watched. They're two great shows. So nobody better to remember Hugh Downs here than Sam Donaldson. Before we go to Sam, though, I want to play, because there's three clips I want to play today of Hugh when he was on this show, because he was here during the 2016 election, and his insights were so great. A matter of fact, he made two full appearances a month before the 2016 election and was on less than 48 hours after Donald Trump was elected in November of 2016. But before we get to those, I want to play a clip. You was on January 20th, 2016. Just his birthday was on Valentine's Day. So just days before his 95th birthday, this is Hugh Downs on this program. Go get 'em, you.
3 minutes left in 25 days. You have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe 95. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade. Now, there are some losses when you get older. You know, I can't do something. I can't establish a baseball career, say, if you try that after you're 30, you're mad. And a lot of those things I can't do don't bother me, because what I can do and how I see things is so much better than it was the decade before that it's worth it. And I think the worst decade of all is the first of anybody. They are being born is pure hell. You come out of a place where you've been warm and contented, and an umbilical cord supplies all your oxygen and nutrition, and you're comfortable, and suddenly you come out into a world that is harsh. You've got lungs full of phlegm and everything. You can't breathe right. That's the worst decade of all, is the first 10 years and the first year and the first day is awful when you're born. And I once thought, why would I, when there are Christians that are called born-again Christians, and I said, why would anybody want to be born again? Being born in the first place is the worst thing that ever happened to them. And I feel that way, and every decade has been better than the one before, in spite of some losses as I got older. So that's given me a very happy and very lucky life.
Well, want to get two quick questions in, because I recently watched your interview. I believe you were 79 when you left ABC back in 99. And you did an interview with Barbara Walters on your last 2020. And two things you said were, you said you were worried about old age because there might be a point where you might not be able to get up on the horse anymore. And also, you had some knee replacements, and those were good to last for about 15 years. Now, you've exceeded both of those, so are you still getting on the horse, and how's the knees?
Yeah, no, I don't mind. The only reason I don't get on a horse is I've gotten thrown off of horses a lot, and I think if I got thrown off of a horse now, it would do damage that it couldn't do in an earlier year. So I don't bother getting on horses. I just don't think it's worth the risk. And as far as my knees go, I've never abused them. I'm not a runner. And those things have been x-rayed and everything, they're just perfect. That's the best part of me. My knees are about 25 years old, I think. They make me feel like I'm 25 years old in the knee department. And you know the beauty of that is I watched that whole operation. I had an epidural that made everything from the belt down completely dead to any pain or anything like that. So I got to watch the entire operation, and it was fascinating. There's a lot of hammering and sawing going on.
Like I always say, one of the greatest thrills of being able to do a talk show on radio is to have the people on who you admire so much, and there is never any greater thrill than when you, Downs, joins this program. I hope you continue to do it. I hope you have the best 95th birthday, and I hope we talk again next time something in the world starts going batty.
I will be looking forward to that. Thanks a lot, Scott. I really enjoy doing that.
Thank you.
The legendary Hugh Downs, and now we turn to his friend, Sam Donaldson. Sam, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, Scott, as far as I know. I haven't been tested, but I feel okay.
Well, it's good to hear. Our friend Hugh Downs passed away yesterday at the age of 99. When you heard the news, what'd you think?
Well, it's sad. We all go eventually, but you don't want it to happen. Now, we all loved it. You know, Hugh was an icon in the business. We know that from days when he was announcing for Jack Parr to the time he was, of course, on the Today Show and did that with Barbara Walters, as a matter of fact. And then he came to ABC. And here's the thing about Hugh, though. Aside from his great ability in the business, everyone liked him. I've known very few people everyone likes. Why not? I mean, he was not mean. He was friendly. He was a kind man. His life truly demonstrated what it meant to live among your neighbors, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the golden rule. I mean, Hugh was just wonderful.
You know, Sam, one of the things I was remembering this morning, because like I said, you was on this show over 50 times in the last 15 years. He was so accessible. 15 years ago, now, you was quite a bit older than all of us. He was 99 when he went and 95 when he did that interview, but he always emailed. He would call you personally from Arizona, where he lived. He was available on short notice. I would never think that Hugh Downs could lose his temper. It would be unthinkable of me. Did you ever see it?
No, of course not. Let me tell you how he came to ABC. It says something about both men that I'm about to talk about. This young kid, Ruben Arledge, in the early 60s, made ABC Sports number one. The news department was a bad number five in a three-man race. And he said, did the sports department. And finally, Leonard Goldenson, the owner of ABC, says, we got to do something about ABC News. And so he made Rune Arledge, suddenly, also the president of ABC News in about 1977. Rune started to remake us, and those old horses of Ted Koppel and me and Peter Jennings and others had been lagging behind. He said, get up, get going. And so he decided in 1979 to challenge 60 Minutes. How do you challenge, with something called 2020? So we hired a producer to do the format for 2020. And they hired two guys, one named Hayes, one named Hughes, to be the anchors of 2020. I think they were English, but at least one of them was, and spoke with a distinct British accent, which is okay. I like the Prince and what have you. And they went on the air one night. And it was a disaster. I mean, I was a small part of it. And feared that the notices would notice how bad we were and I was. But thank goodness, the rest of the show was so bad that no one paid attention to me. And the next morning, when Rune came in and he's reading the reviews, New York Times, it was just a terrible panning of the show. And he was sitting there in his office watching, sets of television. And Hugh Downs had retired from NBC. He used to say he remade himself every 10 years. And he'd retired, gone to Arizona, as you say, living a good life, still young. And Hugh had been called back by NBC to substitute for whoever was doing the Today Show then. And Rune saw him, and he picked up his phone, and he called his money man. He said, call Hugh Downs, pay him whatever he wants, get him here. So the next week, Hayes and Hughes had disappeared, and also the producer, whoever he was, had disappeared. The great guy that we had at ABC became the producer, and Hugh Downs suddenly appeared as the anchor of 2020. And 2 or 3 years later, he was joined by Barbara Walters, and that show is still on the air.
That's a great story. I don't know how many people know that.
It's a true story. That has the added benefit of being true.
Well, and the fascinating thing about Hugh Downs, to me, always was he didn't retire from 2020 until 1999, right before the century mark. I think he had been there 20 years. And most television watchers who are hearing of his passing today probably remember him from 2020. That's probably most likely. But they don't remember that Hugh Downs was on the Today Show in the 60s when it was a little more fluffy than it was today. He was Jack Parr's announcer on the Comedy Tonight Show, and he was also Sid Caesar's announcer on Caesar's Hour. I don't think Hugh took himself too seriously.
Well, Hugh, again, worked his way up the ladder, but never by stabbing anyone in the back, as far as I know, never by playing unfair, but just showing talent, just moving ahead. And as I say, at one time, as you know, he was on the Today Show as a co-anchor with Barbara Walters, who had worked herself up, a woman who had sense enough to know that she couldn't be the anchor of a television show with lots of viewers. She was so dumb, poor old Barbara didn't know that, so she was. And they got along fine, and then we, ABC, hired Barbara Walters to be a co-anchor with Harry Reasoner, who was with us then, of the evening news, trying to get the ratings up. This was before Ruin came along. And it was a disaster, because the two of them didn't work together well, and Barbara's great strength was not as a hard news co-anchor. Her great strength was in so many other areas. So she fell into disarray at ABC. She was still with ABC. I remember going with her with Jimmy Carter around the world and Ted Koppel, and we'd have fun together. And Barbara, you know, contributed, but we were the stars of the effort to cover Carter. But she worked her with, I mean, Darby, you can't keep a good person down. I mean, you can't do it. You can do any trick you want, and someone with talent and ambition and drive is going to come to the top. You can't stop it. So Barbara, in the late 70s at ABC, began to prosper. She'd do those before the Academy Award interviews, and then she was really becoming a huge star. But she needed to do something other than the occasional specials and what have you. So they teamed her with Hugh Downs once again on 2020. And here's a great little story about Hugh. Barbara, by this time, I think her stardom, if you can measure stardom, probably was hotter than Hugh's, although Hugh's stardom never faded. But Barbara was, I mean, she was the cat's meow. She was the flavor of the decade or something. And so when she joined, they had the building there that they were, and Hugh had a corner office. And they gave Barbara, there was no other corner office available, so they said that, Barbara, you'll have an office right up here on the line. And Barbara said, I would like the corner office. Well, what to do? So they went to Hugh and said, Hugh, you know, Barbara just joined. We need to help her out, and we need to. And you know, she'd like the corner office. And he just smiled at whoever came in and said, "No, I'm staying." And he stayed. And Barbara, he didn't say it in a mean, vicious way, or how dare she, or what have you. Hugh knew it was his office. He had been the early, after Hayes and Hughes, anchor of 2020, which was now succeeding. Now doing very, very well. He welcomed Barbara. They were pals from the old days, but it was his corner office, and he was going to keep it, and he did till he retired.
You know, Sam, that relationship, that's a great story. Wow, that's a great story.
It's also a true story.
Oh, I love Well, it's because, you know, for those who don't know, you and Barbara had this great relationship on 2020 for pretty close to 20 years, but they were also on the Today Show long before that together. So on television, they had about 30 years together. Barbara Walters always said, now you kind of denied it, but Barbara always said that Hugh Downs put her on. He was the host of the Today Show, and he looked at her, they didn't want her, and you said, put her on. And one of the few times I ever saw Barbara Walters emotional on the air, I think you were in the studio, was the night you retired from 2020 in 99. Barbara got a little emotional.
Yeah. Well, yes, but you see, I said this earlier in another context. Women had such a hard time breaking into our business. It was a man's world. Well, many businesses were the man's world. But women had to demonstrate 120% just to stay even. And so when Barbara, she started as a script girl. Her father owned the Stork Club in New York, Lou Walters. But I think that got her the job as a script girl at ABC, or rather NBC. And then she rose on her own ability. She got to the point where they're looking for a woman now to give them, and everyone said, no, we don't really want a woman, Barbara Walters. And Hugh did say, I wasn't there, but I've heard the story many times, no, I want her. She's good. We certainly get along. I think the audience will like the two of us together, and let's put her on. And Hugh was so important that they did it, and Barbara always credited him with that.
You know, Sam, we haven't played these, and I want to do these real quick, just these two quick clips to get your opinion on this, because I think this is important, because you did help us cover the 2016 election, which was absolutely wild, and we have another presidential election going on here. This is you, Downs, on this program, October 11th, 2016. I think this was 3 days after the Donald Trump grab him by the, you know, Access Hollywood video.
Have you heard my interviews with
this? This is what you, Downs, had to say. Let's play that clip here of you on this program from 2016. Here we go. Let's see if we can get that queued up here. Okay, here we go. You, Downs, October 11th, 2016, days after that video had premiered.
What did you think of the video that surfaced last Friday of him saying crude things about women on the bus?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what that showed. Obviously, the crudity, it kind of makes you wince. Well, you see how vulgar that was. But deeper than that, is you see a sign that is almost transparently not just vulgar, but bigoted. And I tuned in. I happen to see this, so this is not something somebody told me. But at one of the last of the Trump rallies, or it was the last Trump rally that allowed free audience questions, to ask. Now, a Trump rally that has questions from the audience, all those questions are vetted and written on a card and carefully edited before they even get to Trump. But on this occasion, this woman said, what is your opinion of the of white supremacy and the Ku Klux Klan and things like that? And he actually said, well, I don't think I'm qualified to answer on that. I need to do some research. I don't know how I would vote on that, which instantly showed not just bigotry, but a very transparent, honest bigotry. He said what he thought, and what he's thought now has gone into the vulgar stuff that they're putting on the television all the time. Is nasty, and it's not pleasant, but that's not the problem. The problem is, what is the real Trump when it comes to his attitude toward women and toward all these things that were mentioned in this bit of bigotry that he exposed? And the party has got to make up its mind how to get rid of him, and it's not easy, but they can do it, and they desperately need to do it. And then I think things will be a lot better and be in less danger of a single strong man running the American democracy.
October 11, 2016. What do you think, Sam?
Well, I'm sure Hugh has gone on to a richly deserved reward. But Hugh, wherever you are, don't worry. Mr. Trump will leave the presidency. And I believe he believe it with a huge bow wave behind him. And I feel sorry for the people who will never get back the injury that he's given to them, never get back the kind of life that they once had. Some of us have been so far lucky enough to sort of make it through at the moment. I think the country's going to be okay, Hugh. I think we'll get back. I think the majority of the people in this country are not Ku Klux Klanners, are not white nationalists, are not bigoted, are not trying to put the black people back, but trying to bring everyone into our society. Hugh was someone who accepted everyone. I never heard a story, and of course I wasn't close enough to him to see him on a daily basis, in which he rejected someone because of their race or their religion, the color of their skin. He followed Martin Luther King Jr.'s great admonition to have his children judged not by the color of their skin, but the strength of their character. So I believe you, it's going to be fine in the long run for the people who still are here.
And just to counterbalance that, at that time, October 11th, we obviously did not think that Donald Trump was going to win. Most pollsters didn't. He did. Hugh Downs was on 48 hours after he was elected and gave this little thought on what he thought of election night. This is Hugh Downs, November 11th, 2016.
Now, 48 hours ago, we concluded the most contentious, as most people called it, election cycle in the history of election cycles as Donald J. Trump, the first man who has never served in the military, never been in political office, was elected to the presidency of the United States, defeating Hillary Clinton, a gentleman who I have great respect for, who joined us many times during the election to discuss what was going on, is former anchor of the Today Show, former anchor of the widely popular ABC News Magazine 2020, and former announcer on Jack Parr's Tonight Show, the one and only, from Ohio, Hugh Downs. Mr. Downs, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
We just had a breaking news story, and I'm going to get to it momentarily, but I want to ask you, what'd you make of Tuesday night, the election?
Well, it was sort of a shock to everybody, I think. But I've had a chance to think about this, and the stuff that we kind of saw coming, really. I mean, not just me. So it wasn't that much of a shock. And somebody once said that they had a brand for it, for the situation, that was called, the name was Rural Rage. Rural Rage meant the inner class of people, which is kind of eroding. While we have enormously rich people at the top with about 99% of the money that we have goes to them, while we've got families that are really in bad shape. Families studying whether the little bit of money they can come up with should be spent on food to keep them alive or on medicine to keep them alive. And this is a deplorable thing for the most rich nation in the world. But it wasn't too much of a surprise. I think what happened was a surprise to everybody. Nobody guessed that could happen. That Trump could become the president. Now that he is, I think we really have to give him a chance to behave like a president. Because I think he wants to do that.
Now, Hugh Downs, 2 days after the election, what do you make, Sam?
Well, Hugh, I loved what you were saying. I didn't hear it at the time, but now, except for the very end, I think you were wrong. I don't think he ever wanted to be a good president. Now, Hugh said everyone was surprised. Well, Donald J. Trump was surprised. The reporting from his group that night, as we were watching returns, was he didn't think he was going to be president. He hadn't run to be president. He'd run to given publicity for his businesses. When he descended that escalator to announce for the presidency and to complain that the Mexicans were sending their rapists to the United States to destroy the womanhood of our country, he was using that as a tactic. He had no idea what was going on, and they say on election night the most surprised guy was Donald Trump, that he'd actually been elected. And I think there's an evidence that he was surprised, as he put out himself. You go back, ladies and gentlemen, you can get it done, and look at this little talk he gave when he knew that he'd been elected President of the United States. Listen to him say, and I have almost the exact words in my mind, but maybe a word is off, and I want to say, I'm quoting him, that we owe a debt of gratitude to Hillary Clinton for her long years of service to this country. She served the country well, and I thank her for it. What? He forgot himself for a moment. She's supposed to be in jail, remember? Donald? Oh, well, I've now spoiled this program, Remembrance for Hugh, by showing my own animus toward this president, toward this man. And I'm sorry. I apologize for that, folks.
You know, Sam, I think it's interesting, and if people want to hear those full interviews, you was on about 40 minutes, they can go to WWGH1071.com and look for those dates. But I think what it proved, you was out of the news business at that time. It was okay for him to give his opinion. I think he enjoyed, I think he enjoyed doing it. And, you know, sharp right up till, I think till 99, as far as I know, he was 95 at that point.
No, that's right. A consummate person in the news business. I mean, I wouldn't be talking this way if I were still employed or in any other way in the news business. But I, as a retired person, I have the right to express my opinions to people. And he felt that, too. But when any of us are working, we don't air our personal views unless somehow we are supposed to on a round table and give your view about, you know, whether we should build the MX missile or not. What? David Brinkley show and all of that. So Hugh, I just don't know anything bad to say about him. I wouldn't say it perhaps if I did, but he. I just want to end by saying everybody liked him, and there's a reason.
And before we let you go, Sam, and I certainly appreciate this, where is his place in the history of television, in the history of news? How are we going to remember Hugh Downs?
Well, Hugh Downs has a particular place. Someone like Edward R. Murrow has a different place. In the news business. Hugh was a newsman in one sense, but he was a host. He was someone who guided a television or a radio program with his affability, with his knowledge, with his kindness and all of that. He wasn't out there challenging a president and how dare you not answer the question, sir. That wasn't his business. But I think he has a unique position and he'll never be forgotten.
And interestingly enough, not everybody makes it to 99, but you died in the year 2020, of all things.
Yeah, that's right.
So there his timing is good.
There's justice.
There is. Sam.
Go with God, Hugh. You deserve the best forever.
Thank you for everything, Sam. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Legendary Sam Donaldson remembering his friend, Hugh Downs. Legendary newsman. A lot of fun there. And Sam had it exactly right. He wasn't Edward R. Murrow. He wasn't Dan Rather. He wasn't Tom Brokaw. He wasn't Peter Jennings. He was a host. And he was a darn good one. So we don't think we'll forget, I don't think we'll forget Hugh Downs anytime soon. All right, back to the Family Feud here. That's how quick this transition's going to be. Let's see here. What do we got? Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. Now, we have John Wayne and we have Clint Eastwood. Who are the other three? Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. And we'll get you on the air here. Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Name an older actor who's been in a lot of movies. That is the question. Now, will we get an answer? That's the more important question at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas. You know, no Kirk Douglas, and isn't that sad? I know. Thank you. No Kirk Douglas. Name an older actor who has been in a lot of movies. Does anybody know who that would be? We don't have the 1, 2, 3, or fifth answer as of yet. Go ahead, caller.
Paul Newman?
No Paul Newman.
Okay.
I know. Thanks.
No Paul Newman. Name an older actor who has been in a lot of movies. Do we know the older actor who's been in a lot of movies? That's what we're looking for here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I got called away from the phone. What was number one that you fall asleep
on? Oh, the bed.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It was the bed. Name an older actor who has been in a lot of movies. Does anybody know the older actors who've been in a lot of movies? Still have a lot of them on the list here today. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Al Pacino?
No Al Pacino on the list.
Wow. Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
No Al Pacino. Name an older actor who has been in a lot of movies. That's what we're looking for here. Are we going to get an answer? I hope so. Let's see what comes down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Sam Elliott?
Who's that?
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. No Sam Elliott on the list either.
Really?
Okay, no Sam Elliott. Name an older actor who has been in a lot of movies. That's what we're looking for here. Boy, we don't have the answers yet. Darn it. Go ahead, caller.
How about Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood. Yes, Clint Eastwood is on the list.
Wonderful.
Number
Thank
five.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're going to take a minute break here. 1 minute, and we'll be back. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. And apparently the break didn't happen, so we're going to continue along here. Name an older actor. Please. Continue on. Name an older actor who has been in a lot of movies. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers here? 740-383-9944. What happened to the break there? I have no idea. Name an older actor who has been in a lot of movies.
180 over
there it goes.
111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
I think gremlins have gotten the board today. All right, we're back. 46 minutes past the hour. We're looking for older actors who have been in a lot of movies. Now, we have John Wayne and Clint Eastwood. John Wayne is number four on the list. Clint Eastwood is number five. We don't have 1, 2, 3, or 6. We don't have 1, 2, 3, or 6. Name an older actor who has been in a lot of movies. 740-383-9944. Got about 13 more minutes left in this hour. Then we'll come back and do it for a whole nother hour. So don't go anywhere. Now, I think we're going to be joined by somebody next hour. But the way this goes today, you know, the way we're headed, I really don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford is number six on the list. You've got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Harrison Ford did make the list. So now we've got the bottom three. Now, isn't that interesting? We've got the bottom three, not the top three. We've got John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, and Harrison Ford. Now, who are the top three? Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Who are the top three? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're looking for older actors who've been in a lot of movies. We don't have the top three. We have the bottom three. We have John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, and Harrison Ford, who are the bottom three, bringing up the rear on this particular question. Have we stumped up? We've had a lot of guesses. We had a lot of guesses in the last 10 minutes here. Is anybody going to venture another guess on this one? An older actor who's been in a lot of movies? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
What about Morgan Freeman?
No Morgan Freeman on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No Morgan Freeman on this particular list. Name an older actor who's been in a lot of movies. Now, here we go again. Now we're flowing in the right direction. Go ahead, caller.
Well, and until 2 days ago, it was Carl Reiner.
It would have been Carl Reiner, wouldn't it have been? Now he's gone. He didn't make the list either.
He didn't make the list.
He didn't make
a lot of movies, and he was 99.
I know. All these 99-year-olds going within days of each other.
Hey, can I rapidly say something to you?
Go ahead.
I made a big error on a person.
Oh, go ahead.
And it was the guy that's there, the president from Marion.
Oh, hard.
I wasn't aware till last week in the Dispatch. They had an article about him and how he actually had black people right on his porch, and he was very good to them. And also, he had gone at one time, and he opened up or was the first person to talk to this I forget the name of it, but it was a big place down south. And he was the person that went out and said hi to everyone and was very good about it. I thought the guy was a jerk all the way, but he obviously in this era is not.
Now, did you hear earlier on where there's now a court case in the probate court to exhume the body?
My daughter said that she'd heard when she was in school that he was part black.
Well, yeah, I've heard about...
Now, why they would talk like that in school, I don't know.
Well, there was a book written about him called The Shadow of Blooming Grove. It came out a long time ago, and I think that book, I forget the author's name, but for some reason he had a bone to pick with Harding. I'm not really sure what it was. Francis Russell, I think, was his name. And I think he insinuated that in that book.
Yeah.
Which was pretty...
Well, I just want to let you know that I admit that I was totally wrong. I thought he was worth nothing. I've changed that idea.
So do you think he's moving up on the list of best presidents of all time?
Well, at least as far as doing something right.
Sounds good. Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got 9 minutes left in this hour. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Does anybody know the answer here? An older actor who's in a lot of movies. Now, remember, if the line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling in. 740-383-9944. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Now, we've got the bottom three. We've got John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, and Harrison Ford, but we don't have the top three. Who are the top three? 740-383-9944. What? Who are these people? These older actors who have been in a lot of movies. That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
What about Sean Connery?
No Sean Connery on the list.
Holy moly.
And we're going to the Brits now. Thank you. Bye-bye. We're heading over to the Brit side. We've jumped the pond to try to get the answers to these. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. We don't have one, two, or three yet. Now, remember Exchange Club coming up next, and hopefully today we'll have an exchange of events and all kinds of things. Go ahead, caller.
Robert Duvall.
No Robert Duvall on the list.
Tom Selleck.
No Tom Selleck. I know. How is this possible? I know. Well, you know, and there are three really, 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 to this day, there are three really famous actors. And they're all still living. I'll say that.
And they're still living.
Still living.
James Coburn.
Not James Coburn.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Yep, all three of these are actors. They're all men, and they're all still living, and they're all still big box office draws. So who are they?
That's the question. Go ahead, caller.
Jimmy Stewart?
Not Jimmy Stewart. Nope, good guess, though.
No Jimmy Stewart on the list. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Do we know the answer here? Top three names still exist. And again, they're all men. They're all still big box office draws. Do we know who they are? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Let's see what we got coming down the pike here today. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to guess this one when I called in before 11, and I went with somebody else, but Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is on the list. Tom Hanks.
I really thought somebody would have guessed him long before this.
You know, isn't he the greatest actor of modern times?
He and Dustin Hoffman are my two favorites.
What's your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Well, I mean, Forrest Gump certainly comes to mind, but what he did in Castaway, I mean, he was that movie. I don't think anybody else could have done what he did in that movie. I just have so many good Tom Hanks movies. I thought in the movie Philadelphia, I mean, League of Their Own, I mean, there's just, he's just so versatile.
What about Jill versus the Volcano?
Did not see that one.
That's a good movie. I mean, it's a very forgotten movie because it was during his days, like when he was doing Big. But it's not a bad movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did not see that one. I will tell the listeners, though, there's one out there that you could give them 1,000 guesses and they won't guess it.
Do you think it's because of the popularity of the person or because of the age of the person?
The age of the person.
So you think this is not an older actor?
No, there's no way he's an older actor. Not at all.
Well, I don't know who made this list. I didn't make this list.
I don't know, but I did get a peek at the list. The other one should be guessable, but there's one that, no, I guarantee you, even at 10 o'clock tonight, nobody will have guessed this.
Well, we'll see what happens. Thank you.
All right, we have two answers left. I'll give you a hint if you get the one. 55 and a half minutes past the hour here. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. We have number one and number two left. Is anybody going to guess these? Number one and number two left on the list. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 4 minutes left in this broadcast. Again, don't forget the big broadcast tonight. 8 to 11 on this station. It's going to be the big, really, answer to Red, White, and Boom. Boy, is it going to be a lot of fun. We're all excited about that. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. We don't have the number one or two answer. Now, number two might be a little difficult, but number one, big actor, I think. Go ahead, caller.
George Clooney.
No George Clooney on the list.
No George Clooney. George Clooney did not make the list. 740-383-9944. Name an older actor who's been in a lot of movies. That's what we're looking for. An older actor who has been in a lot of movies. Who do we not have? With 3 minutes left to go in this particular hour. We've still got another hour today. 12:15 to 1 o'clock coming up here on WWGH Radio. We want to get these two answers, though. Wouldn't it be great if we get the two answers in the next 3 minutes? Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies, and these have all kind of gone backwards today because we're getting the bottom answers, but we're not getting the top answers. We don't have the number one or two answer. We have 3, 4, 5, and 6. We have Tom Hanks, John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, and Harrison Ford, but we don't have the number one or two answer. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Have we stumped everybody with this particular question? You know, it's a little bit of a tough one. I'll say that. It's a little bit of a tough question. I don't think anybody would deny that. We went through a lot of great actors here. Now, again, both of these actors are still alive. Both of them are still doing movies, to my knowledge. Will we get the right answer? That's what it comes down to here. With 2 minutes left to go on the big board. Go ahead, caller.
Gene Hackman.
No Gene Hackman.
Okay.
Thank you. Gene Hackman does not make the list today. We're looking for older actors who've been in a lot of movies. 90 seconds left in this particular hour. Are we going to get the answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Will the answer come in and fill the room today before this hour's over? Now, we've got a whole nother hour. Don't go anywhere. We're just going to break for news, weather, obituaries. But we've got a whole nother hour. Are we going to get these two in this hour? I don't know. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. We're at less than a minute. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. An older actor who's in a lot of movies. That's what we want to know here today. Go ahead, caller.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is the number one answer. How about that?
Now, see, Jeff called in earlier, and he's right. That's too young.
Is that too young?
Well, I would think.
How old is Tom Cruise? Isn't he about 60 now?
Well, he might be. I was thinking in his 50s still, but he might be 60.
We'll have to look that up during the break.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we want to know, name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Tom Cruise was the number one answer. How about that? All right, I tell you what, we're going to take a break here. We're coming back with a whole nother hour. Don't you dare go anywhere. Stay tuned.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it. And it all came down that way. You wish you'd